Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with blog post 143. Today's February 12th, 2013. Today's topic, you can always keep growing. We all know that children develop through stages, such as infant, toddler, adolescent, teenager, where how they think and their ability to handle more complex issues improves. But few people are aware that adults also are capable of moving through higher and still higher stages of development. While virtually all children pass through these stages pretty much automatically, not all adults do. Many get stuck along the way. In recent years, scientists have discovered that the brain is plastic and is capable of change and development until the day we die. Three major stages of adult development have been identified by researchers, some of whom have used different names for essentially the same stages. The first stage is preconventional, sometimes called preoperational, pre-op, and egocentric. The next is conventional, conventional operational, con-op, ethnocentric. And the next one is post-conventional, formal operational, form-op, world-centric. A fourth stage, characteristic of less than 1% of the adult population in Western countries, is a highly developed spiritual stage that's been called transcendent, integral, unitive, or cosmic perspective. Although your behavior and feelings are significantly affected by beliefs at each stage, your level of development also significantly affects your life in a multitude of ways. Each level is a different way of knowing, a unique worldview, and a distinct way of making meaning. And just as one childhood stage is not inherently better than another, teenagers are not inherently better than adolescents. They're only better able to deal with more complex issues. The same is true of the adult stages. Because so much of the way we perceive and interact with reality is a function of the stage of development we're at, understanding the different stages enables us to understand others and ourselves much better. As you start to become aware of the various stages, other people's incomprehensible behavior will start making sense. Here are several excerpts from Unfolding Perspectives, an excellent article by Bill Harris of Holosync, that describes some aspects of several stages of development. Quote, the shift from pre-op to con-op involves moving from it's about me to it's about us. In making this shift, the child exchanges his previous immersion in me for the collective security of the group. The group is organized around the group's idea of what is important, what their truth is, our myth. At this stage, there's little or no ambiguity. Life is about this or that, about concrete objects and concrete procedures, hence the name, concrete operations. Things are either black or white, this or that, with no shades of gray. What is true is visible. There are no internal abstract ideas or principles yet, just concrete objects and concrete ways to manipulate them to achieve outcomes. To move on to this stage, namely con-op, the child must transcend a merely bodily orientation, where the world is experienced solely through physical actions and bodily feelings, an immersion in the body, and learn to experience the world through the mind as well as through the body. To do this, the child must learn to take the role of other, to shift from an egocentric orientation to a sociocentric or group-centric orientation. This is a shift from a bodily identity to a role identity, an identity based on one's role in the group. This new ability to take the perspective of others is more than just knowing that others have a perspective, though. It also includes the ability to mentally reconstruct that perspective, so as to put oneself in the shoes of another. The pre-operational child and adult can't do this. The concrete operational child can. The con-op child easily sees that when liquid is poured from a short, fat container into a tall, thin one, the amount of liquid remains the same. The pre-op child believes that the tall, thin container holds more, even though it's the same liquid. One more example. If a ball of clay is broken into 20 smaller balls, the pre-op child, centering on the size of the pieces, thinks that there is now less clay. The con-op child, however, isn't fooled. He can logically see that the amount of clay is conserved, just as the amount of liquid was conserved in the previous situation. I once saw a mother give an older child two cookies and a younger, obviously pre-operational child, one cookie. The younger child cried because he only had one cookie. So his mother broke his cookie in two, saying, "There, now you have two." The child was satisfied. Needing concrete evidence in order to believe something is concrete operational thinking. Being able to imagine what it would be like to believe in some other way is formal operational. The visionaries of the world use formal operational thinking and very likely cognitive strategies beyond formal operational. If you call concrete operational thinking, then formal operational could be termed thinking about thinking. Where concrete operational thinking might be described as learning the rules for how to do things, formal operations involves looking at how rules are generated, noticing patterns, and so forth. In other words, operating on rules and other ways of thinking rather than operating merely on concrete things and situations. Adults who remain in this stage, namely CONAP, which makes up the largest percentage of adults in Western countries, are capable of mastering incredibly complex concrete operations, flying an airplane, being an expert locksmith, building a house, repairing complex engines or other machines, being an expert woodworker, and on and on. Ken Wilber points out three important qualities of formal operational. It's the first stage that is ecological in the sense that it can see and hold in awareness the possible consequences of the relationships involved in a situation. Second, formal operational involves an understanding of relativity. In being able to hold in mind different perspectives, it sees in what ways they operate relative to each other. Finally, formal operational thinking is non-anthropomorphocentric. It doesn't interpret the world solely in terms of human values and experiences. Form-op sees a larger picture, a larger perspective, in which humans are a part of a larger whole that includes the entire planet and other living things. During this developmental process, we've seen morality move from a pre-conventional, narcissistic perspective centered around the child's body-centered feelings and impulses to a conventional, ethnocentric, group-centric perspective centered around one's tribe, society, race, or social group to a post-conventional or world-centric formal operational perspective oriented to all of us. Only about 30% of adults develop formal operational cognitive abilities. I've just started a course designed to help people move through these stages. I'll keep you informed about what we learn. I expect that there will be many more blog posts on this topic in the months to come. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Please share your thoughts and questions on stages of development. Your comments will add value for thousands. I read them all and respond to as many as I can. You can put them on my blog post at MortyLefko.com. And if you think others will find this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons located both at the top and the bottom of my posts, again at MortyLefko.com. And don't forget, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate several limiting beliefs free. Now, remember that I told you these podcasts are not just about information. They're about how to use the information on a regular basis to improve the quality of your life. So here's how to use this information. Take a look at some of the characteristics of the three stages described in this podcast and see what you're more typical of you. Then take a look at some people whose behavior makes no sense to you whatsoever. See if you can figure out what stage of development they're at. Perhaps the fact that they're at a different stage from you explains why the way they see the world seems so foreign to you. See you next week.